Welcome back on Katy Country 94 Sports. Dusty Donis joined now by Brandy Paul, the coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, getting ready for Substate this weekend. Coach, as you get prepared for this Substate, you're coming off of another great season, 34-3 overall, 12-0 in the NCAA, and riding high after you finish the league undefeated again. Just kind of looking at your team going into Substate, how do you feel about where you're at this point in time?
Oh, I feel really good. The girls have played hard all season and consistent, and I think where we are where we need to be. We have gotten better each week, worked on little things, and I think they're ready to go.
You started with Larned here in the first round of Substate. They're just 2-33, and I know that they're your focus here as you open out. You want to take it one match at a time, but when you look at Larned and see what they've got, what are some of the things you hope the girls are focusing on when they come out that first match?
I want them to come out and just be ready and play our game. Don't get sloppy. Play a clean game with errors, no errors, and stay fired up. We need that enthusiasm no matter what level we're playing at. And just to start us off, just to, go out there and be consistent and make sure that we take care of business with that first game.
When you look at this Substate as a whole and kind of try to see where you're at, because this, volleyball is a different sport and you don't have time to prepare. You win, you move on to the next match, you have to do all your preparation before you get there for the most part. So when you look at this Substate, how does it stack up to some of them maybe you've seen in the past and maybe some of them around the state this year?
Yeah. Second round, we'll see either Hoisington or Cimarron. I don't know much about Cimarron. Hoisington, we have played early on a couple weeks ago. And that was a good match. They were scrappy, but we played well against them. And, we stack up pretty good against them and just with what we have. TMP we saw early season, beginning of September, mid-September. And they're really good, and I've watched them and scouted them all year because I figured they'd be at our sub-stay. And they've continued to improve. When we went down there, we went 4-1 with them. They beat us the first set, and then the other three were close. So I know they're good. The Lions, I've been scouting them, and they're a solid team too. That second round TMP, I would assume it will be TMP and Lions that will battle it out, that 2nd and 3rd seed, and we'll see one of them. And, like you said, with volleyball, you never know which one. I hate to focus too much on one. Because it could surprise me and be the other one. So we're kind of, just working on playing our game. And, that's key for us going into the Substate. Not worrying about how they play, but keep to our game plan. And if we do that, we should be okay.
Your team has had a lot of success over the past 5 to 6 years. And last year you finally got the banner home. Just if you stack this team up with some of the ones in the past, how do you feel that this group compares to those?
This is my strongest team yet, which is hard to believe with some of the teams I've had in the past years. We've had some really strong teams and great groups, but all the way around, this is my strongest one yet. We have weapons at every position, especially hitting position, and our back row is playing extremely well. And then my two setters, Jess and Mackenzie, we play that 6-2, and them two work as one. The disadvantage to 6-2 is you have two different setting styles, and these two work together as one. And if one plays defense, the other one steps in and sets it, and they get to everything. The girls can count on that they'll be there, and they'll get it set up and make it hittable. I just feel that this group is just strong all the way around. We have weapons everywhere. On any given night, our hitters, we have 6 strong hitters, and they're as good as each other. And on any night, the one could be the one on, and on several nights we've had them all on, and so that's pretty amazing when you get that much consistent through the whole team. And I don't feel we have a weak spot, and so I think that's huge for us.
I know that you've talked about some of the opponents you might see, but what does Beloit have to do? If you give me a couple things that you have to do to be able to make it back to state.
We've been really focusing on our coverage, just the little things. I think if we play our game, we'll be okay, but we have been really focusing on the little things. Blocking is key. We've got to shut down some big hitters, and not just stuff blocks, but even just getting a touch to slow down some of them hitters, the speed on the ball. We just get a touch to slow it down for our back row. They'll get there and get it up. And the other key thing is coverage. We want to swing all the time. We want to hit the ball and not give free balls. And so I tell my hitters, trust your coverage. Trust that they're there. Swing away, and if you get blocked, we'll be there to get you back up. So them are two keys, and just being consistent all the way around with, I think whoever, especially semis and championship game, whoever makes less errors, you know, hitting the ball out, hitting it in the net, serves, just the little things, keeping the ball in play and swinging at it.
Randy Paul, the coach of the Boy Lady Trojans here on Katy Country 94 Sports. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck out at Hoisington at Substate this weekend.